Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Brian Rue. Brian Rue is the CEO and co-founder of Rollbar, a San Francisco-based provider of real-time air monitoring software as a service, where he leads the company's overall strategy and direction. Brian founded the company with Corey Varrock in 2012. Prior to Rollbar, Brian was the chief technology officer and co-founder of LOL Apps, a leading publisher of independent games on social networks and mobile platforms. Brian attended Stanford University, where he studied management, science, and engineering. Well, good afternoon, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian, for having me.
You bet. This is exciting. And again, we don't have this too often, but we have two Brians on the show at once. And that's, you know, I can't typically have that, but we'll make an exception here. And I'm kidding. So, Brian, let's jump into the questions because we really want to know who you are, your backdrop, your story, your company, and we want to share that out with our global audience. So jumping right in, you've got quite the background in technology. You're a serial entrepreneur, a chief technology officer, and now the co-founder and CEO of Rollbar. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Well, yeah, thanks for that question. It's a kind question to assume success. I think, you know, when I think about what drives me, I think the kind of one, the core things is just about wanting to make a difference. I've always been drawn to technology since I was a kid. I was drawn to code. I think the thing about code that's drawn me is it's a great way to make changes and kind of get fast feedback. It's one of the great things about coding is you can build something, you can see if it works, you can repeat, you can make progress. And I think it's also become, you know, a really great way to make the world better. I think code is one of the few ways that just about anyone in the world can make the world better for just about anybody else. So I've been drawn to ways to use code to make fun experiences, which I did at my first company, and to enable developers to bring their ideas to life, which we're doing now with Rollbar. When I think about, you know, what's contributed to the things that I've done that have worked, I think it's maybe a way I'm more comfortable answering the question than saying success. I think that sometimes it's been about defining what success means, right? It's like, where am I trying to go? How do I break down the way to get there? And kind of follow that path. But other times it's honestly just about having a sense of giving it my all and caring about what I'm doing. I think, you know, the more that I care, the more that it's likely to lead to things working and coming together.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. And I know you're being very humble on the show about your success. And again, it's not to highlight anything great or good or bad here. It's just more of it's the way we see things. And thank you for sharing your story, because we all have success in life and we all respond differently. But I appreciate the share. I think that's amazing. And so, Brian, talking about this pandemic, right? We hopefully are out of it, but then we're hearing we might have to go back. But how have you adapted to life after the pandemic so far? And will you be a fully remote workforce or hybrid model at some point?
Yeah, the pandemic's been interesting. I think, you know, personally, I'll start with personal life. You know, my generation, so I'm somewhere in the middle of the millennials. I think the pandemic kind of like forced me and a bunch of my peers to kind of shake out of the, let's call it the extended 20s and into being a little more of adulthood. So that's been good. So for me personally, that's meant moving a little farther from downtown SF into one of the outer neighborhoods in San Francisco, which has been great. For Rollbar, as a team, we've always been distributed. So, you know, from when we were pretty small, we were a team in SF and in Spain, and we've, you know, over the years grown to have, you know, presence kind of around the US and also in Hungary. So the pandemic in a sense wasn't a huge shift for us, because it just meant that we were working from home instead of from an office. But we still had time zones to deal with, and still had, you know, frequent Zoom calls and various, you know, ways of working remotely. I think that as we're starting to come out of it just a little bit now, you know, we're definitely starting to gather again, which has been great. You definitely don't need it all the time, but it is really nice to have it some of the time. So I think we'll definitely end up in very much a hybrid model. I think it'll be, you know, very remote friendly hybrid. I think there's no substitute for getting together in person some of the time. I think one of the things that'll come out of that is, you know, more intensity in that in-person time. It's probably less about, you know, just showing up in the office and sitting together and just working together, but more about making that an intentional time to, you know, to collaborate, to challenge each other to get stuff done, and just to bond. So I'm excited for that.
That's awesome. And I appreciate you sharing how you've kind of transitioned before, during, and after, and you're obviously making it a very welcoming environment for those that do like to have that typical on-site versus off-site and hybrid model. And Brian, let's talk a little bit about tech, right? You and I are both in the tech space, serving as in the tech executive world, I guess. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, but is there something you might be able to share with our audience today?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's been interesting over the last years to build Rollbar from what was available when we first began. And, you know, of course, the world's evolved and some great new things have become available since then. You know, I think that some of the basics that we're definitely getting to leverage lately have been, you know, just as there have been more and more useful cloud services moving from, moving off of our own hosted databases onto hosted ones has been great. We're beginning to adopt ClickHouse. So, you know, within Rollbar, a lot of our goal is about giving insights through data. And that often means analytics, search, aggregations. ClickHouse has been great for that. It's really helping us to provide more value to our customers there. And, you know, the interesting, exciting one, of course, is machine learning. So, you know, both using kind of out of the box techniques, as well as some new things that we're working on, to do things like understand errors, classify them together. You know, our goal with Rollbar is to help developers find and fix things faster. And part of that means that we find problems for you, right? So, the more that we can identify what's important from the data, instead of you having to do it yourself, we save developers tons and tons of time. So, we're excited to be using machine learning to accomplish that.
That's awesome. And that's the part I really love is, you know, a lot of times technologists think that you can just apply technology to a problem, and that's not always the way to go. But I like the proactive ways that you're going about that and finding problems. So that's really, really awesome. So thank you for sharing. And so, Brian, last question, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
Yeah. You know, I think there's two things come to mind. The first one is to, like, don't be afraid of hard work. I think hard work to really achieve anything meaningful is just table stakes. It's not going to be the only ingredient, but it is a necessary ingredient. The other thing I think is really important and has been important for me is taking the effort to really learn how things truly work. So, you know, if you're playing on a certain level, there's you're leveraging abstractions, you know, a couple of levels down. So especially I think about code, you know, if you're building a web application, you're standing on the shoulders of giants before you. You don't have to understand every single detail about, you know, how code works all the way down, but understanding the couple of levels down is pretty important, pretty helpful. So I think, you know, to anyone getting involved in technology, I definitely would advise you to think about learning how things actually work, you know, and get out of a mode of kind of building by coincidence and one into where you're really able to use your brain build things because you know how they come together.
Thank you for sharing. And that's so, so helpful for many people, especially that are starting a business now, working in tech early in their career. And it's so inspiring to hear stories like yourself. I've had hundreds of people on here share their story. And this is so helpful for our audience. So thanks again, Brian. And Brian, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks, Brian, for having me.
Bye for now.